Where's Lois Griffin? You like that?
I do like that. Where's the talking dog? Where's Lois Griffin?
Where's Lois? Where's Meg Griffin?
Just think of Eric Levi. The happiest can be in wicked situations.
Putting MOT. Welcome to TV for White People.
Today we're doing something a little different. Number one, I'm your host, Levi.
I am your host, Eric.
It's a little different today because we're usually it's about the big franchise shows that are huge successes and often don't like. Sometimes we love them. This one we like a lot and is also a show.
We like one version.
We like one version of it. It's also a show that failed twice.
Yes. Today we're talking about a show near and dear to our heart. Called Utopia.
In fact, number one, big fucking TV for white people, this one.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Fucking show dedicated to whites. But number two,
yeah,
is just that, in fairness, the circumstance of its failure is fucking hilarious.
Really?
For the American one.
Well, oh, okay, yeah. We'll have to get into that. Yeah, Utopia definitely gets into one of my favorite little bullshit things that you get to see people on the internet spout and be like, yeah, we gotta do something about that. Anyways, time to stop thinking about that forever until the next time I get to bring it up to someone.
Yeah.
Which is the population, the overpopulation crisis.
Oh, dude, there's too many people on
yeah.
The... Thanos is right, and Lady Thanos, I think you'll find, is right in this situation. I know you're a small-time Marvel viewer, and you haven't had the chance to get all the intricacies of Thanos is right.
I know you're a small-time Marvel viewer, and you haven't gotten a chance to get all the intricacies of tying a noose and hanging yourself.
I'm just a small-time Marvel viewer. I can't compete with these city slicking.
I'm just Marvel a small cops. Country Marvel viewer watching the occasional Netflix series that has been canceled.
Yeah, but, they're all canceled out, buddy.
Yes.
It's awesome they got rid of that shit.
Well, yeah, because they're like, no, it's time to get it real in line with what we want.
Yeah.
Being on our own streaming
service.
We want it
to get so much worse.
Yeah. We want to be able to drag you along for several weeks until the next one comes out.
I might just be a small, silicon, a small country Marvel, but I do know where they buried Thanos' gold.
We're going to find Thanos' lost gold.
For just $100, I can take you through that backcountry, and if you can provide the capital for the extractor, we can split the treasure three ways.
Yeah, Utopia is fun. Okay, so this one's kind of fun because, you know, it's like the UK version for once is better than the American version. Which in a lot of cases I don't know. I can't think of an example where the opposite's true.
The Office in Britain is hilarious when Michael Scott boss goes, "Is cricket in it? Is cricket in it?
Is it Tuesday? Is Tuesday?
Is it Tuesday? Is it hump day, Michael?
Is Tuesday? You faking in
Jim Pam? Is it hump day? Are you fucking in the office, Pam and Pam?"
Yeah, it's like The Office in America is better. Whose Line in America is better?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, well...
What other equivalents?
Yeah, and you'd think because they only have to do, like, six episodes, they'd be able to, like, polish it up. But because of, like, the pea mind of the Anglo, who's convinced themselves they've developed a new strain of comedy...
Levi has been studying Anglo phrenology.
Yeah, dude. And here's the thing. The only reason they were able to take over the Irish, whose brains, by right, have more folds than fucking Chinese gold, it's in the Muslim world that they fold the gold a lot. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Who gives a shit? Gold leaf. The only reason they did that is because they got in there quickly and poisoned all their potatoes and their water.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're still doing it to this day. That's why the Troubles wasn't just a fucking clean bout for the Irish.
Yep.
Because those perverts got there like, it's cooker, isn't it? You gotta eat these meals now. Yeah, they tricked the Irish with all sorts of fake foods of like, look at all this, whoa, don't you want to have this pea pie? And they're like, I guess I have to. I don't want to be mean to you.
Yeah, don't you want a pea weddy? A petty?
Don't you want a pea weddy?
A pea weddy? What was it?
Don't you want a mosh pea weddy? Yeah, and so they eat that, but it enslaves them to the eel that stands behind the queen in all those pictures.
That would be cool if a big animal ruled a country.
That would be awesome. So it was a 2013
yes.
UK
and then Utopia, I'm assuming the US version obviously US, came after.
Yeah, it was last year. This is why it's so hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
You didn't realize that? Yeah, no, it was like
I don't remember when we watched the UK version.
Yeah, well, we watched it after. It was last year. Like, it was, like, right up. Yeah, it was last
That's
year.
That's right, because
you
were probably talking about the U.S.
Yeah,
version.
Because I watched part of the U.S. version, and I was like, let's get into this other one that's good.
The U.K. version is interesting because, like, again, it still dabbles in this bullshit that I'm not a huge fan of, but it still manages to be interesting. It's got a lot of intrigue. It's got conspiracy. It's very fun.
Oh, it's great.
And then they do
one of
the... It also
has some of the best cinematography in
the
show.
Yeah, and the music's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah,
and awesome. Also, the characters are pretty fun to be
And it
around.
Also has my favorite plot twist in any fucking show that's ever been made,
which comes in season two. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to try to hint at that, which is it does a very interesting thing that I don't know if I've ever seen in a show, which is... the writers decided to do a hard left turn to make the show bad and then be like, yeah, fix this one, assholes.
Oh, it's not even that. My favorite plot twist in all of TV, and it happens in Utopia, is the guy who's engineering a new Holocaust survived the old Holocaust because he's Roma.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah, he's
I'm just remembering how the beginning of season two starts, and we both, like, because you'd already seen it.
Also, like,
but
a
we,
Scottish
we kinda,
he's the guy who did,
Yeah.
What's his name? Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah.
In the prequels.
I just remember us walking away from that first episode of season two and being like, why'd they do that?
Horse shit.
Why'd they do all
the funniest
that?
Part of
and they,
that.
Like, they tried, to, they were like, well, we're going to need a challenge. We're going to need people to really think that there's a way to fix this. And they did. I mean, the rest of season two's all right.
Well, I think that episode's also awesome, not just because it reveals... I think that's when they reveal he's Roma. No, it's not. But because in that episode, two people have sex, each still wearing their pants just at their ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, steps through her fucking panties while they're around her ankles, and he brings his pants down to his ankle. And it's the funniest shit I've seen for a sex scene.
Yeah.
Like, there have been some baller sex scenes on TV, like Elizabeth Debicki just towering over Tom Hiddleston. That's awesome.
At least they... At least they got their pants down.
That's true.
Because a lot of, like, Hollywood is like... Nah, I'm gonna have the zipper just fucking holding my cock up and hope that it doesn't just shear it right off.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, dude, you're
that's
gonna,
how I do it.
You're gonna catch it.
Hey, that's how I do it.
It's gonna catch you. Stop. Don't do that. It doesn't need to be right up on you like that.
Do you ever have a friend who, like, had to go to, like, the doctor as a kid because they got their dick caught in their zipper? Because I did it. That's the funniest shit in the world.
I didn't know anyone. That was always a running joke. That was like, you'd see that in TV shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No,
I never knew anyone that happened to. It was definitely a fear that I would have occasionally. Yeah. Like, ooh, gotta be careful.
Yeah, exactly. And you go, well, this is ridiculous because surely nobody's
You're
that.
Like, yeah,
surely.
Yeah. Even if you feel that.
The
yeah,
brain
even,
cells you have yeah, in your head yeah, should you, keep you.
Even if you feel that fear, you're still like, well,
I'm not that fucking...
But I'm, you know what? I bet that that's what that guy was thinking when he did it to
himself. Yeah, dude.
He went like, I'm not that...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
So UK...
Something about Mary style.
The UK version's very fun. And then they made a US version, which does fun things. Even in that first episode, I saw some stuff where I was like, okay, I kind of like
that.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, Gillian Flynn is a good writer.
What
she's just not a good showrunner, which makes sense, because she's not a showrunner. Done nothing in film.
What I said to you while we were watching it was like, wow, there's some fun stuff in here. Unfortunately, none of it is the stuff that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
All the stuff that matters is kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically kind of follow the same formula. They're just doing the UK version, but in the US. But, like, the fun stuff that they do doesn't really, it's inconsequential to the plot.
There's a great shot where a woman who's introduced only to be murdered is at her job, and her job is to, like, paint the grass of a cemetery green, which is so awesome.
Yes, that's, it's very, as soon as I realized what was happening, I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah, there's
that's
movie,
the kind of stuff we're talking about.
And it's the movie's from a novel, but Nick Cage is in it. I still haven't seen all of it, and I'm never going to, but it's called, like, Joe, I think. Yeah. But in that, his job is he poisons trees with this work group so that, like, a company can cut them down after. But it's just so good seeing that, where it's just, like, these jobs that are, like, kind of real, but shouldn't be. And just, he's, like, pumping poison through this, like, axe thing. It's so good. And that's kind of the same way of, like, her pumping, like, the green paint.
Another change, this one that I didn't like, because as I was making a joke at the beginning of the show, I don't know how many people are listening to this that would have seen any of the Utopia.
Zero.
Probably zero.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So
there's a character in the show named Arby, who is like
Pietre
this,
in the
UK. Well, they still call him Arby.
Yeah, he's Arby in the beginning.
But he's like this sort of contract killer, fixer, muscle man.
Yeah, he's
sort
amazing.
Of.
He's awesome.
In the UK show, he's great. Because he's just a freak.
He huffs so much.
He's constantly huffing.
He's
like a mouth breather.
Like, the second season, he gets more, like, normal looking, kind of. But in the first one, he's, like, his shirt comes up so you can see his belly because he has this jacket that doesn't fit, but he's wearing it the whole time.
It's like pulling
it's
at
over
the buttons,
his stomach.
Basically.
It's awesome.
And then, but in the U.S. version, they go, we're going to make, you want a freak? We'll make him look like a freak. And they go, he's got a normal belly. But he's got fucked up head. He's got a little egg head. And I don't like it.
He looks like the guy from Harold and Maude, but growed up.
I would actually be okay with it if it weren't for the fact that they went like, oh, and we're also going to kind of completely change his character.
Looks like a Mormon. Yeah, he's way more like
he's
overtly
he's the
in
brain.
Charge.
Yeah,
he's brain.
The brain of the operation.
Yeah, Arby was just like this weird
And they paired him up
guy.
With like someone who was more
like
overtly
a
pervert.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a
oh my god, what a
fuck. Gremlin.
Every character in The American is a downgrade. It doesn't No one's gonna care, but they are. But the guy who's with that dude, like henchman number two, this dude looks like Steve Buscemi's ska nephew.
He looks to me like Hugh Laurie if they went like, we're gonna give you some fucked up head disease where your head get bigger. Your forehead gonna get bigger. That's what he looks like to me. They gave him a big old fucked up cranium.
Yeah, he looks like he does tattoos inside of a urinal in a bowling alley.
In a bowling alley's bathroom.
Yeah.
That the owners don't know about.
He looks like he's in the entourage for McLovin. I said before, he looks like he made all of his money off of horse porn.
He's trying to be the opener to a ska band's opening band.
Yeah, dude. He looks like he's trying to be a guy who idolizes Tom Green.
Oh, God.
I love Tom Green. He looks like
in the UK show for the partner of RB is just like this guy who's just wearing a suit.
Yeah, but he looks like kind of like a greaser guy.
Yeah, but like, he kind of looks
got,
like a greaser.
This cool pompadour. And, he's awesome.
Yeah, and he's got like a thing. Like he's
like,
got this bag he's carrying
like
around.
Charming, but he's great.
In the second episode, well, I don't know actually if it happens in the second episode in the UK show. I think it probably does.
Yeah, yeah.
He reveals that he's a torturer.
Yeah.
And gets into his torture, and the torture scene is pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's great. It's brutal.
But he's got his own character. He's got his own thing. They basically kind of abandon RB stuff.
To use that guy.
Yeah, just crush it into that
a
guy.
A lot of people in the U.S. one are just bodies.
Yeah.
John Cusack and Rainn Wilson are both in the U.S. one. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I saw that Rainn Wilson's supposed to be in it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of...
Yeah, and he plays Dwight. Know. He's Dwight. He comes over and he's
fact.
Fact. Vaccines are bad. Fact. Oh, but that's... That's, like, the core of really why this one failed. Every publication I saw when it came out was so mad because... they're doing vaccines to end overpopulation in Utopia, which is... God, I mean, it's a fundamental misunderstanding of the problem we have. Anyone who says, like...
Warning for spoilers.
Who gives a shit?
Last time you said don't get into spoilers. On Loki, you said don't get into spoilers.
Yeah, yeah, because that show's coming out.
You didn't care
for
Falcon. You didn't care about Falcon.
Yeah, because I was mad.
You didn't care about Supermarket Sweep either. We could have spoiled Supermarket Sweep.
Dude, I spoiled so much of Supermarket Sweep. That was fucked up,
dude. They're going to shop.
They're going to shop, dude. That's fucked up. Oh, but
spoilers if you plan to watch the show. But yeah. Also, like, I don't think it's gonna ruin it for you, to be honest.
It's revealed early on.
Yeah.
But like they're doing vaccines to stop overpopulation.
Yes.
There's a lot more to it, but that's
the reason where I go like this, God, this show could be great if they just did something else.
One of the most fucked up things I never understood, and it didn't try to make it understandable, is that at the end all of the vaccine and virus is in eggs, of the American one. And I don't get that. There's like a scene. Yeah, they're just in eggs.
Because Americans don't trust vaccines.
Yeah, but like, you don't get any other vaccine from an egg. That's not a thing.
Well, they're just, I assume they just inject it in the egg. And then people go and buy the eggs and they eat them.
No. Right? No, because there's also vaccines in vials. But they're getting it from eggs somehow.
Wait, are they like making it in an egg and then extracting it from the egg?
It doesn't explain it.
It seems like unnecessary detail.
But there's like a scene where they smash a bunch of eggs. It's like, this is the dumbest shit in the world.
It's
very
odd.
It's also a less like, it's a lot more cartoony. And it thinks that, yeah. The American one's a lot more cartoony. It thinks that like having more violence equals out to having far less brutal violence, if that makes
like
sense.
Again, like there's stuff that they do that I go like, that's fun, but again, it's like, well, what is it? It doesn't amount to anything. Like, when so in the UK version, they meet someone through like a chat group who's like, I've got the Utopia manuscript, I guess we should explain.
No, we shouldn't. Here's the thing, you get too hung up on details. I don't need them, nobody needs them.
Although normally we kind of explain a little bit of the conceit.
No, I don't care.
They use a comic, there's a graphic novel that exists called Utopia, and through it, it's predicting plagues and sicknesses and viruses. That's what it is. Everyone's after the manuscript. So in the UK version, they meet like a collector who claims to have this Utopia manuscript. But before they even get there, that guy gets killed by Arby what was that guy's
name? Lee in the UK one.
Okay. The thing about the US version that I thought was fun, because they're doing the whole thing, so they're doing an auction for the comic, so they have the list of all the names, and so Arby and Lee are just going through the different hotel rooms and shooting everyone who's seen it. That's a fun scene. That's a fun little bit.
Henchman number 2 in the US one looks like if you never fed Travis McElroy. Henchman number 2 in the US one looks like that image where it's like the prey predator thing, where it has like the prey and the guy who's like way up close to a fish lens, so his eyes are on two sides of his face.
He's got a big top head and then like a thin long face is the deal. He's got big old eyes. He's got a fucked up head. He's fucked up, and it's fucked up that he looks more fucked up than the dude they intentionally made fucked up. Like Arby, you can tell Arby, they did something to like his outfit or wardrobe to make him look like that. But with this guy, you're like, nah, he showed up to the set before he went to get makeup and stuff done and already looked like that. They were like, you're perfect. You're good. You're good.
He looks
for the
like
show.
A guy who says he's into Discord BDSM.
You got any more? We got another. I got another 5 minutes.
I could probably do it all the whole episode.
I'll give you another. No, not the whole episode. Gotta get through it. We have to write one, too.
He looks like he jerks off into his fishbowl.
I like you were right. It's not like you get this hesitation. Jerks off into his fishbowl. Like, we're quite ready. what were we talking about? Differences between the UK and US version?
I don't know, but he looks like he goes to school with... Nick Cage's least favorite son. Oh, he looks like he sells drugs to Nick Cage's least favorite son.
Me and Matt Cage hanging out. I don't know Nick Cage's son's actual name.
I don't think he even has kids. Dude, he looks like he broke into Nick Cage's home to see the T-Rex skull. Yes. Number one, overpopulation is a very funny thing to, like, be worried about, especially from, like, a shadowy government organization that cares about, like, we need to ensure good environment and Malthusian stuff is happening. But
yeah, out of all the bullshit people could believe, they really did just get, people really did get grifted into believing, like, the most harmful one.
Well, in the second season, it's also shown that the evil people brought Thatcher into office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you go, oh, yeah, so they really are just dark capitalists.
Yeah, yeah. They're just a bunch like of this, psychos.
If I get enough Chinese, I get to play golf more. I get to play golf more on Sunday if all of India is shrunk into the sea.
They're
the people who, like, whine and bitch about how, like, cities in India and cities in China produce more pollution and then never get into, like, yeah, it's because they have huge populations there.
Well, they're getting to that.
Yeah.
I think it's in the second season. It might be in the first season, but the guy who's, like, trying to work with Becky to get the manuscript, he's, like, giving her drugs or whatever because of her, whatever, her neurodegenerative disease.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes a good point where he's just like, yeah, who's gonna fucking take care of me when I'm an old man? Yeah. There's gonna be no working. There's gonna be no workforce.
Is meant to like stop.
It's meant to like make people infertile, and it works over like generations. So the idea would be that like by the time the population has dwindled to the point they want it, the virus would be gone from like the human genetic line.
Yeah, they're doing widespread genocide of like you won't have kids no more. Part of it is they make a big deal about this is gonna get to the third world this time at the same time as first world populations.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because at first it's like, all right, we'll scare everyone into wanting the vaccine because of this outbreak of the Russian flu, which we also caused. But then when it's like, all right, we did the vaccines, they're like, well, no, we're also doing chemtrails, so fuck you. We're gonna do chemtrails also. And
Tinchman number two looks like he inhales chemtrails.
I really like the idea of him being in like one of those old biplanes where you're just like open to the sky, and he's like in the double seater. So the pilot looks back, he gives him a thumbs up, and he just goes like, okay, and like sticks his head out, and it's just like mouth open like a dog behind the chemtrail thing, just blowing chemtrails.
It is fun. It's all I want to talk about now that he like. Him and Arby in the American one show up to this door, and they like get into this room with like five people in it, and like the boyfriend just does nothing. He's like, hey, this is a private party, and it's so amazing. It's just like, dude, he looks like a twig. You would push him out the door. Number one, see, the thing about it is Arby Pietre in the UK one looks
they look
at least a little bit imposing.
They do look like kind of vaguely intimidating. Because like at
no,
least
they the, don't. They don't. Neither of them
in the UK version.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking
UK
about the
one.
UK version.
Yeah,
in the US version, it's like the Lee guy looks like maybe something, but like not scary, not imposing in the same way that Lee and RB are in. Especially RB. I mean, RB's got his own thing. Lee kind of looks kind of threatening.
Yeah, us, I mean, like, the American guys, you cannot imagine them kicking open a door. It's awesome.
The American RB talks like Michael Cera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not threatened by that at all. I mean, of course, he does
like
insane shit. But
it's awesome.
Like,
he looks like a Mormon.
Yeah, he does. He looks fucked up. A little fucked up freak.
Yeah, it's so cool. Because in the UK version, there's also a scene where they go like, you should kill your baby because a first world baby takes up this much CO2.
Yeah.
And then they still go like, we have to make sure the third world can't possibly breed. You're like, so this is about race still.
Yeah.
Even if you're hiding it behind it, you're making sure.
Yeah. They
it's
try
still
to pretend
about
it's not.
Yeah.
But then, and it's all of it centers around a character named Jessica Hyde.
Yeah.
Who is tied into this manuscript.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is the theme of Brits once again, and then later Americans once again, you know, sterilizing non-white populations,
well,
thing that historically they've done.
Well, it all goes back to just like, why do people believe this shit?
Oh, well...
It's like, they only have like a...
Huh? In the words of Amira Baraka, it ain't capitalism. It ain't capitalism. It ain't capitalism.
Yeah. It's like, it's
such
it's a
good,
really... It's
oh,
just
Dope
a,
is such a good poem.
It's a really stupid thing that everyone is in. Everyone's just all in for. It's just like, the only thing that can fix the world is if we just did the Holocaust 7 times. But if we were woke about it.
Kitten, that is not going to be on Discord much longer, but I will briefly say... Thanos was right, in his plan, and here's the thing. Oh, didn't his planet die? Anyway, I have to go do BDSM on Discord with a guy who's in...
Are you role-playing?
The guy who's in Utopia.
I was going to say, are you role-playing as Lee?
Dude, it's just so cool. This show couldn't have dropped at a better time, the American one. That's why it's so awesome to me. That's why I want to talk about it. That's why it's so fun. It's so awesome. So you
watched all of the American one.
Yeah.
I only watched the first episode, and that's pretty much good enough for me.
Yeah, it's not great.
The UK one's good.
Yeah,
if you want to watch it, watch the UK one. It's
the first episode of the second season. It goes from some of the best TV I've seen. Quickly, the first episode of the second season, the worst TV I've seen.
Yep.
And then after that, it's good again.
Yeah, no, I will say, props to them. They managed to somehow level out that shit for the second season.
Every time I think about making a choice in your show, and the choice being the guy doing genocide does it because he survived the Holocaust.
Yep.
It's so good. Oh my god, I could never dream of creating a better piece of content than that.
That guy was the first dude to have the idea that's the Onion article, the worst person just had just had an opinion you agreed with or whatever.
Yeah.
He was looking at the Nazis and just like, oh, these guys suck. But they're so close.
But they do have one good idea. What should we do anything about malaria? Malaria is doing a good job.
He's not British, remember?
Yeah, but he talks British because they didn't want to not have that.
They couldn't possibly have hired someone else.
They hired a fucking Scottish man. They were like, we don't want to do this. His name isn't even Romanian. He's supposed to be a Roma from Romania, which is funny because I feel like they just thought that that's where that was. That they thought the Romans were Romanian until, like, they got deep into it. And then they have to clarify that's not the case. But
why not just make him, like, a British POW or something?
He's Roma. Because Roma will survive.
It's far less offensive that way. I feel like it's far less offensive.
Get three British actors and then call them Roma.
Yeah.
Three not Roma actors.
And then also to be like, yeah, these victims of the Holocaust are going to do the Holocaust.
Well, yeah, but you have to remember, the Roma in Europe are the last people you're allowed to treat as cockroaches. It's so cool how much they hate them there. We hate them here too, don't get me wrong. But we don't know why we hate them.
They call them by different names.
We call them by different names here and there. It's just so awesome to revealing like his Holocaust tattoo. Just still being like, we need to kill everyone. They were right. We need to kill everyone. Wake the fuck up, samurai. We need to kill everyone in the world.
We got an entire Earth population to burn.
Yeah, it's so cool that he's like, I need to drop Axis on the planet. He's doing fucking Char's counterattacks. The Earth needs a rest. I need to drop Axis on the planet.
Yeah, that would be really dope if they're like, they're trying to deplete the Earth's population, but how? And then they walk into like a hangar.
Jessica, come on, love. I'm trying to make new types.
They walk into a hangar and fucking Piotr is showing them they're building a Gundam. What the fuck?
I had Arby as a baby kill that bunny because I'm trying to make him a cyber new type.
I'm trying to raise the Principality of Zeon. It's like, what?
So cool.
I feel like I've lost the thread here.
I'm Mafti now. It's like, you're all over the place.
Hang on.
I'm like Mafti because I'm doing it for the environment.
You can't be Char and Mafti. You have to pick one. No, I'm Char Mafti.
I'm Char because I'm cool. But I've got a mask.
You don't have a mask.
I have a mask on.
He puts like a rabbit mask on. They're like, no.
No, come on.
You don't like... It's like Char and Mafti.
The American is much more heavy-handed with like John Cusack keeps going like, what have you done to earn your place in this world or something or in this full up world or something stupid.
Yeah, cause like Americans, I feel like Americans buy more heavily into overpopulation shit. You have to see the articles all the time, and then followed by like, it would only take like 1% of America's GDP to solve world hunger.
When I get to make Utopia and have it fail a third time, I'm going to make it that the Doctor watched Marvel. He's like, Thanos is right, Jessica. Jessica, you have to watch Infinity War, Jessica. Thanos is right on it.
The reveal is him showing you the gauntlet he made, but it's just like a big cosplay gauntlet. Doesn't do anything.
He's painting different viruses.
Yeah, they're like, what's step two of this? And he's like, oh, it's got syringes and enough.
Syringes and if I tap enough people,
I've got to find a green one. That's Ebola. I've got to find the next one. That's MRSA. And they're like, well, you're just gonna hit everyone? And yeah, that's my plan.
I'm making super age to kill the population.
I'm gonna go around the whole country and punch people with the glove, get them all with every needle, and that'll finish them off.
About how funny it would be if it wasn't like in the American one, they have some weird thing about this was Uganda, but it would be so much funnier if he did AIDS, if he created AIDS. He's like, I'm giving it to the gay and black communities. Jessica, I've created a new virus.
And I've hidden it in your genes. He's like, no, I just have AIDS, Dad. You didn't hide it.
I've hidden AIDS in
my body when I was like four.
Jessica.
You hid it in my blood, called you injected me with AIDS.
You're Roma, Jessica. You're strong.
You can fight the Jessica.
Jessica, I'm giving charge to Native Americans again, Jessica.
It's, like, unnerving in the UK version when RB is walking around asking, where's Jessica Hyde? And no one knows what he's talking about,
yeah,
and he's so not good. Responsive to them.
Yeah, it's so
but
good.
In this one, this dude's just kind of like, what's going on? How's it
going?
Hey, I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to take your eyeball with a spoon. That's just how he is. And you're like, man, I don't give a shit about this. What do you need that other guy for?
Well...
Lee can be killed later?
He creeped him out, because he saw him, and he was doing, like... He was like, Arby, can you put the lotion in the basket? And he's like, dude, what is... We're at a table together, man. He's like,
you gotta act normal sometimes, dude.
He's like, dude, come on, you can't do... You know you can't do in 2021 Silence of the Lambs stuff. Come on, man. And he's like, would you fuck me, Arby? Because I'd fuck me.
Like, he wasn't even talking to someone else when he said that. That's not even how that line works.
Yeah, but, yeah, no.
Was he a great big fat person, Arby? What?
Arby, do you want to be in my horse porn, Arby? I can get you in. I can get you into a showing. Do you want to hang out? Do you want to hang out with Colin Hanks' son? Do you want to hang out with Chet Hanks' cousin, dude? Arby, I'm going to go hang out with Chet Hanks' cousin later. And he said, hopefully, if we're nice, he'll let us hang out with Chet Hanks.
So I feel like we've identified the problems with American Utopia.
Yeah.
And kind of Utopia
God,
in general.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Like, because any other point, it would do... as middling as that show should, which is, it's a middling show,
yeah.
The American one. So, like, it should have done fine, but releasing it right at the beginning, or it might have even been it had to be deeper in, because that's when everyone was like, you can't be upset about not wanting, or you can't not want a vaccine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, they were right, you should.
We didn't have them yet, but the talk of vaccines was coming, and people were already on the fence about it.
Yeah, exactly. And so a show that's like vaccine.
They were going to use vaccines to sterilize the world's population.
The government made vaccines to be evil.
Not only that, the government made the disease to trick you into taking the
vaccine. The government
doesn't
in the American one, I think. But wait, no, the government is involved. I lied. Yeah, so it's like government's evil. And so they're making vaccines to sterilize you. And it was just amazing. Every article would be like, we don't need more anti-science conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, we're all in a fight together, but no one you know can separate TV from reality.
I know I can't.
I know I can't either. That's why...
When Loki walks on the screen, I get excited.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, wow, he's in my house right now. This is happening in my house.
We're joking, but literally in the fucking, like, Senate, they went... Well, on 24, torture works. So, are you saying Jack Bauer shouldn't torture on that
show?
This
is the kind of stuff we're talking about, though. TV is part of it. It's all part of the regime.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They just...
Which is why the Army fucking funded Marvel, which they did, and funded Marvel to say, what's evil is there being too many people. And don't worry about who it is we're sterilizing, as long as we're doing that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about who's getting killed. And you go, hey, wait, hang on. Isn't the guy who rides in a private jet every day doing worse things than an untouched tribesman in Brazil?
And they're like, no,
they're equally at fault.
They're equally at fault.
I mean, I've known a person in my life who I did that with once, and they went, if you're using resources, you're a drag on the planet and you're evil, and it's good if you die.
You ask them if they're a member of Extinction Rebellion?
Yeah, nah. I mean,
did you ask them if they want to join Extinction Rebellion? Because that'd be the easiest way to get rid of that friend.
Exactly.
You go like, hey, we're going to an Extinction Rebellion rally on Saturday. We're going to all get ourselves arrested.
Yeah, we're all going to get arrested with Extinction Rebellion. Why don't you go?
Why don't you meet me there?
Why don't you do that? Yeah.
I'll see you there. I'm going to be a little late, though.
I'm going to be a little late, but you can go ahead and get started.
Go ahead and get started without me. I'll be there. Don't worry.
Murray Bookchin had a great article about an Earth Day fair that was like where he saw two little black girls looking at it. Was like the final exhibit, and it was like, this is the world's biggest threats, and it was like a mirror, and it was like, you he said, like, the teacher was explaining it to them, and he's like, and I looked over, I was like, what threat do they pose to anyone or anything? These are people who are at the fucking, what's it called, they're getting threatened by society that poisons them in their air supply, poisons them in all sorts of ways, poisons them in their food.
Yeah.
It's like, what fucking threat? But that's what fucking you're funded to believe. You're funded to believe everyone's equally at fault, especially the poor,
because they
fuck more. They have more kids.
It's all, I mean, it's like, it's basically, you know, the people at the top are siphoning everything from the bottom, and they're running out. They're running out at the bottom, and so the only thing they can think to do is like, well, we have to squeeze them more. Surely they're hiding more inside themselves.
Those kids who get blowed up in mines getting fucking lithium and silicon and shit, they're the ones at fault for climate change, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you joke about, like, you know, the comparison between dude in private jet and untouched tribesmen. But it's like, well, it doesn't even need to be that drastic. It's us.
Yeah.
It's like, me driving to work every day.
Yeah, in a city in a city that, like, destroyed its buses and trains.
Yep. Yep. In a state that generally is not well known for public transportation already, I'm doing the same damage that, like, Bill Gates is doing, taking his buddies down to Africa to go do fucking sterilization overseas. Yeah.
I was just, you know, he has to have created his own little St. James at this point, right?
Where do you think it is?
I was wondering. I was just thinking, like, do you think that he did choose Africa? Because he's like, I have to go to Africa to tell them how to not have children. I have to keep going to Africa to tell them how to not have children.
It's probably just another island that's like relatively close to tax haven, like the Cayman Islands or something.
Yeah.
Like. Dude, I need to take private island somewhere.
I need to go to the Cayman Islands and take a boat somewhere else. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just hang out.
Hey, I gotta go to a private airstrip and then get onto a boat that takes me to another place.
Henchman number two looks like John Cusack grew him on Greater St. James.
That's where they did the clones. That's where they grew the clones.
They grew.
Oh, dude! What if Bill Gates moved into Greater St. James and started up a new op there?
That'd be awesome.
He's like, in honor of Little St. James.
Yeah, well, it's like, if you remember Jurassic Park, they didn't grow the dinosaurs
Jurassic
Park.
They grew them on a different island.
They grew them on a different island and took them over.
Yeah.
They grew Mayor Pete on Greater St. James in a Wolfenstein-style castle.
just watching. I just had this
if you
thought
could get the
of...
blood of every president and royal that's involved in Epstein into one chalice on Greater St. James. It sinks both the islands.
I was just having an image in my head of like Beto O'Rourke dressed up like a Solid Snake, kicking the door in, and just seeing all the tanks just full of like deformed Pete Buttigieg, and they're just in the back. A light comes on, and it's just I don't know who, but they're just like, "This is where we made you, Beto. This is where you were born."
I was thinking about, do you think Beto O'Rourke tried at least once to show up as Pete Buttigieg as a transport tech? Do you think he just tried it? He's like,
he almost got in, and the guy's like, wait, no. You're not nearly as annoying as that guy.
In the words of Trump, Beto, fake name, O'Rourke.
It is a fake name.
Yeah, it is. It
absolutely is.
It is. It's so funny. He made it up to sound more Hispanic. It's awesome. Because he's in Texas. Like, I need to sound it.
And Buttigieg is Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Trump was awesome. We need him back.
Oh, man. He just didn't. He didn't miss.
Oh, no. I said it before, but if there was one person, and it's not even about, like, power he has, if there's one person I want more than anything to be communist, is Trump. Not, again, not because of power, just because, like, I love him. He's yeah, so likable.
You do.
He's awesome.
That's the thing that I feel like, you know.
Who pretends he's not?
You so want like a guy who knows exactly who his enemies are.
Yeah.
And says it every single day, how much he hates and
Don't
despises them.
Get me wrong. Should he go to prison
yes,
for the rest of his life?
For the rest
of
his life.
Of course.
Should he be tried?
He should be tried and then sent to the Hypercube and stationed there. For the next 1,000 years,
jettisoned into the sun.
Superman style. Yeah, Superman 2 style.
Absolutely. But.
But, is he awesome? Yes, outside of the ways that, of course, he will serve time in hell before his soul is destroyed.
Yes.
Sent back to the abyss. Yeah, of course.
He will perish.
Will perish. That doesn't affect if he's cool. It was awesome to learn about him making fun of Rudy.
Yeah.
Humiliating. Yeah. That's so cool.
Absolutely. Before that other stuff happens, I think it'd be funny if they let him back on Twitter.
Yeah, it's so
cool.
At
the very least, give us that.
God, remember when it came out that, like, they were talking about Ireland or something, and he turned to John Bolton, and he's like, isn't that one of those countries you want to bomb, John? He's so awesome.
Oh, my God. Those were a wonderful 4 years. Just
yeah,
full of,
anyway,
full of
should
laughs.
Be tortured until death.
Absolutely. just fucking on a spinning wheel. Just fucking spread eagle.
Henchman number 2 looks like he procures young girls for Donald Trump.
Like, that one's too accurate.
Yeah, it really is.
I didn't like that one. Well, I think it's probably about time we get around to writing a little episode.
Yeah, and I've already started when I said that in my version, in our version, the failed third time, it should be that the scientist guy is like, Jessica, Jessica, you wouldn't believe it. I've seen the Marvels, Jessica. They've taught me, Jessica. They've taught me.
I was going to ask if it should still be overpopulation or if we should do another conspiracy. That's the plot.
9/11. They're inside of 9/11, dude. They're trying to stop the Twin Towers from going down.
But the government's like the evil organization or whatever is like, no, we have to do
this.
That's
how they're tackling overpopulation by doing 9/11s.
So. They're like, listen, you don't understand. There's people in Iraq right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're doing 9/11, and that's like the first domino. Number 2, the Eternal Wars. That's the second domino. And the Wolfowitz Doctrine, second domino, of course. And then number 3 is martial law. And under martial law, they will order the sterilization of 4/5 of the population.
You can have the same scene with the guy in the airport at the very end of Utopia, but it's kind of like either mid to late, like, first season.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's the hijacker or whatever. He's just the same British guy. And he's just like, he says, what was it? It's like, oh, you want to be a good person? Well, you have to kill your kid.
Kill
your kid's
kid.
Evil.
I have to kill your kid.
You should train your kid to fly planes. Just like me.
Oh, yeah, he would be like, we should take your kid to Saudi Arabia, and there he'll learn a little bit about
how
to pilot.
Take your kids out to Arizona. We've got a flight school out there.
We have a flight school in Arizona.
And then you can have another scene where after the crashes have happened, there's people just in the rubble, and it's just like some guy with like in like a suit, and he's just got like the passports in his hands, and he's just like, oh, I found something over
here.
The passports, perfectly preserved. This little baggie.
I don't know why I thought you were going like one of the fist comes out of the rubble things. I love the idea of like the very end, the like Shredder hand from fucking.
No,
Super
it's the
Ninja
Infinity
Turtles.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, it's the Infinity Gauntlet.
It's got
Thanos
all the needles
Infinity
on it.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, it's got all the needles.
Comes
out.
Up from the with the needles out. Comes up from the rubble.
the chemicals inside are like glowing a little bit.
God, the original comic book that came out predicted Columbine. And that was the setup.
They're like, it came out the day before the JFK assassination.
Yeah, yeah.
They predicted JFK would be killed.
And it's like 40 fucking years later.
Yeah, and everyone's a big fan of it. And then they're like, another issue's coming out.
Another issue finally comes out.
Yeah.
It is so funny in the UK one. There's no explanation for why they're so into this comic.
Yeah, it's just like one, I guess like one issue came out and everyone's just super into
it.
Yeah,
dude, everyone
They had a whole form for this
small one issue comic.
Yeah, so everyone's just super into it. But, well, it's because, Becky explains she's kind of into it because I think she saw some of the genetic code stuff in it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There is... Well, no, because I think it doesn't matter. My point being, everyone's super into this issue. It's a one-off Grant Morrison issue of Superman that you're super into, where in the background you see a president get shot on TV.
I think it would be funny also, or I think it would be funny instead, if instead of being like a single issue and then they're like, oh, another issue's coming out. It's like, no, it's a long-running comic. There's like over 100 issues, and our version of Arby and Lee are just overworked trying to kill everyone buying this mass-produced comic.
They're all fucking
They just like put down the thing like, who's bought this comic? And they're like, I just sold like 30 of them. And he's like, I don't need to see the register receipts. And he's just got like a list of all the names, he's just walking around town, just shooting them from across the street, just police just running over with like a plastic bag. Just
where's Astonishing X-Men 23 by Joss Whedon?
He's like, yeah, just reading off of like a list of comic
names.
My
god, if any freak from Hollywood would have made an Insidious comic, it would probably have been Joss Whedon, wouldn't it? It'd be awesome. Yeah,
or yeah, dude. Well,
dude.
Who's that guy who did Walking Dead? Kirkman?
Oh, yeah.
He maybe would have done. He likes to do gory stuff.
Yeah, but I still think it would be, I still think it'd be my boy Ja.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh, I get real meta with it. And they're like, no one's asking for that. You fucking dude, criminal.
Dude, would you believe the guy obsessed with teen girls in high school and wanting older men to want to fuck them in his show about teen girls? Would you believe that guy might be a pervert of some kind? Would you believe the guy who made a show about a teen girl in high school where every adult man wanted to fuck her and all of her friends, and it was cool that they wanted that, and they were cool guys, and it was cool of them? Would you believe that that guy might be some kind of weird freak?
I can't believe that every sign was there. I can't believe that we didn't know.
Listen, the shows were good. What could we do?
Back in the day, we were willing to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
What could we do? The shows were good. We had to let them do it.
And the benefit of the doubt isn't just like, oh, I'm giving them a second chance. You just keep getting that benefit forever.
Listen, it was like 90s, 2000s. Of course, when they call a character who's supposed to be a teen girl in high school jailbait, that's just a line that's okay. Everyone's like, hell yeah, she was, whoa, that's fucked
back
up.
Then they didn't know what age of consent
was. That's fucked up of her to be hot.
Yeah, no one, it's the same way that, like, you know, no one was politically minded or politically active back then. No one knew what age of consent was back then either.
Would you believe that a guy who looks like somehow an even more busted Louis C.K. might have been a freak?
Is that what Joss Whedon looks like?
Yeah, Joss Whedon kind of looks like a more busted Louis C.K.
Damn. That's a sad life to lead.
Imagine being less fuckable than Louis C.K.
God. It's like you can't even wonder why they do sex crimes. You're like, mm-hmm. No.
You're a broken
individual. You should still be locked up.
Because he'd, like, say shit on stage. I was jacking off in front of a girl one time who didn't want it.
When his stuff came out, I was like, God damn, he was telling us.
Well, the craziest bit of it is that it was like, it came out like years, that happens in all these cases, but out like years before. And I remember like even a Gawker article about like, why does no one care about this? And then like years later, they're like, we got Louis C.K. on it! We finally got him!
Yeah, no, it's just that stuff comes out and then it just kind of has to sit and marinate until people are in the right, like, political atmosphere.
No, it's all good. We let Bill Cosby back out. It's all done.
Did we? Oh, that's right,
yeah.
We did!
Yeah, dude.
I forgot about that. How long until we let Weinstein out?
I feel like it's gotta be... Well,
damn, dude, if they let Weinstein out, they're gonna start having a petition out for fucking Polanski.
If they let Weinstein out, there's gonna be a tragedy on the street as he comes out the fucking... Horror.
It's literally just a recreation of the picture of Jack Ruby killing Oswald.
Yeah.
Like, hey Oswald, and then you see the picture of just Harvey Weinstein and his walker, and he's like, oh,
dude.
They used to shoot guns crazy back then. Like Jack Ruby's holding that gun in that picture, just like.
During the Weinstein court case, where it's like, and Weinstein has no dick or balls. She was so weird. The Weinstein one was awesome. It was so weird, dude.
I was not aware of this.
Yeah. I think it might have just been he had no balls or something. That was, yeah.
Your Honor, my client is a eunuch. He can't have committed these crimes.
Listen. When the pervert's also in so many pervert pictures with, like, Epstein and Ghislaine, you do go, I feel like that guy... might want to stay in locked up.
Yeah. Well, it's like, at that point, I feel like your lawyer is just arguing for a lighter sentence.
God, you know what it is? It's the way that, like, Mel Gibson can come back to work because enough time has passed. They're doing that, but for sex crimes? Like, Bill Cosby, just enough time has passed that they're like, he won't be violent if we let him out.
Think of the crimes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mel Gibson was anti-Semitic. So he had to serve his time a lot more.
I thought he, like, hit his wife or something, too.
He might have, but also, again, like, Sean Penn did some
crazy
shit.
It's crazy how mad people got over Mel Gibson being lightly anti-Semitic.
You have to think about the level of crimes, though, you know? It's like, Hollywood already doesn't respect or care about women's safety at all.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, Sean Penn wants to do that shit to Madonna. We'll let it slide. But Mel Gibson being anti-Semitic, now that's different. But... also, sex crimes against women is still worse than just, like, hitting your
wife. It's just, like, I get why everyone was mad if he beat his wife. Because I thought that's what they were mad about. But if it's
all
just,
I ever heard
again,
about was the anti-Semitic
he was,
stuff.
Like, anti-Semitic on a phone call when he was drunk or whatever.
That's more
important. Was so wild that people were so mad about
it. It could have been a bunch of things all
the Blackish guy's a rapist.
It could have been a bunch of stuff all rolling together and then culminating in that being, like, the final straw. But, like, that's all I ever heard about. And again, it's like we the anti-Semitism thing in, like, America and Britain is, like, real big.
The Blackish guy being a rapist is the funniest one, I think.
I don't even know what that is.
He's in The Departed. The, like, guy who's friends with Leonardo DiCaprio, Anthony Ames, he's like a rapist, yeah. Which, again, huge ABC show, and it was like, it doesn't matter. And it hasn't so far.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, again, you know, these things, it has to come up.
Well,
they have to be a name that, like, someone has to give a shit.
Yeah, and then often, hey, listen, Joe Biden raped a woman. That was fine.
Listen, we had to get Trump out of there.
Yeah, dude, we had to get him out.
We had to replace.
And guess what? He's a good person for having done that.
Also, I'm sure that someone has to have made this point online of being like, well, Trump's a worse rapist.
Oh, they made it constantly. Are you joking?
Well, because it's like, someone has to have been like, well, Biden didn't rape a 13-year-old, so this is okay to have him in.
No, but I remember what it was like, well,
I know I've outright heard, like, we've read the tweet,
Pam Keith, who was a fucking representative for Florida, for us, representative for us, well, no, ours is another guy, but Pam Keith, she had a thing that was like, well, he'd have to do a lot more raping to catch up with Trump. And it's like, that's not a good thing. You don't support someone for having done less rape.
Like, think about the argument you're making right now. Like, think about
one
this. When this is your defense, you're out of it. You've run out of fucking angles on this now. When you get to the point where defending the rapist has boiled down to, like, well, how bad is rape, really? You know you lost at that point. It's like, why are we pinning our hopes on this guy?
Jessica, haven't you heard? This woman's an evil villain for having been raped by Biden. And so we have to do 9/11 again to stop her from getting Biden to not be president.
Think of how much Tara Reid and Dr. Ford and Monica Lewinsky profited from having their lives destroyed by these power.
Yeah, dude.
That really is what people think.
I know.
They're just like, they're getting all this money and book deals out of it, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, man.
No.
You're getting too political for me. Dude, you're just getting too political for me. I'm trying to talk about TV.
You started this conversation.
Jessica! Have you seen Thanos? Doing 9/11 is like doing Thanos, Jessica!
Do your Australian accent.
Yeah, and that's Jessica! The Aborigines need us to do 9/11, Jessica!
Australian's like, Jessica, mate. You're hiding the disease,
Jessica, coronavirus in you, Jessica.
Jessica, we gotta get rid of the disease. Gotta get rid of the poor people, Jessica, mate.
Watch out for the dingoes, Jessica. Come on for the disease.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think of anything else.
You got way too political.
Roll back the tape.
Roll back the tape, dude. That was... I don't know about that. I don't know if you can say that on TV.
We'll just have to re-record the last 25 minutes.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's basically... I mean, we got the plot out, right? He's gonna do 9/11?
Yeah, no. I feel like we did that. Yeah.
Yeah, so... The show's basically made.
I go, I want to do anything other than overpopulation. Because I'm like, that's not a real thing.
It's so
that's
funny.
That's the thing I don't... I feel like we stressed it a little. I want to stress it again. It's not real. Dude, there's... People are like, we're running out of room, we're running out of resources. It's like, no, the only thing that's really happening is that we're going to burn ourselves off the planet and the rich people are going to not let us have anything.
Yeah.
But like, we have plenty of resources to survive. We have plenty of space to live.
Yeah.
They just don't... They want you to live in a can like a sardine.
Dude, it's so funny to be like, the people are like, fuck off, we're full. And it's because they filled up like 4/4 of the United States with cows.
Yeah.
There's so much.
Well, and
it's subsidized by the government.
And overfarmed like a huge part of it, so it's desert.
They subsidize that shit with the government is the second bit. If you made people actually pay what they should for beef, they'd all immediately kill themselves because like 9/10 of the U.S. population cries if they don't have a fucking... If they imagine they'll have to be in a situation where they can't get a steak.
Yeah, if they imagine a situation where they might not be able to shove a third burger into their fat mouth.
Dude, haven't you heard they're closing down the McDonald's on Broad Street? I might as well move.
Communist terrorist Kamala said that maybe we shouldn't eat so much beef.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding the gun in my fucking mouth thinking about it.
The pushing of American cuisine has some of the least appetizing food in the world.
But they still somehow make it better in other countries.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I wish I could go to a foreign McDonald's or a foreign Taco Bell. It's insane.
Dude, you don't get it.
We invented it, and it sucks here.
Dude, I don't think you get it. If I can't eat my fucking Big Mac, I'm gonna start screaming. I'm gonna start screaming at the man.
No, I won't downgrade to a quarter pounder. I want Big Mac.
I want Big Mac. Dude, it's... Oh my god. It's like when you hear all the whining about, like, vegetarian or vegan dishes, and it's because even most vegetarian or vegans you see cannot imagine a dish without meat. That's why they have to, like, make fake vegan meat where you go, this shit's...
The conspiracy is to trick you into thinking you're eating meat so that you don't eat it anymore.
Oh, that's what the conspiracy is in our utopia, too.
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
Yeah, it's a guy. There's a guy in a restaurant, and he's like, you wouldn't even know if that wasn't beef, would you? They're like, are you from Britain?
Yeah, oh my god, that's so much funnier and better. Oh no.
The guy's like talking in a British accent, and someone from another table's like, whoa, are you from Britain?
Oh my
Talk
god.
More like that.
I love him going to America to open vegan restaurants, he says, are a real McDonald's, and the government pay the socialist communist government of Biden Harris pays him to open a fake McDonald's throughout the land. And he goes, now, would you believe it? I told you that was soy, and people get real fucking pissed about it.
He's going to
Don't worry, it's not.
He's going to other restaurants, buying up their meat supplies and giving them the vegan meat. Like giving them Beyond Burgers. He's like, ah, I'll get rid of this. And he's just running it through a grinder that just empties into a garbage can.
Yeah, dude. And it's all part of the vegan conspiracy to make us weak by not feeding us proper protein.
They're replacing all our protein with soy.
They're replacing our protein with soy. So instead of eating pounds and pounds of fat back, I'm going to be eating tofu. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I want meat. It makes me hungry and tired.
You're telling me, instead of eating only the fat that fries off of the bacon, only the grease and fat
like
that fries off
part.
The bacon,
I like the chewy
instead
part
of eating
the
that, they want me to at one point ingest a spinach? I don't like that. No. I don't like that one bit.
I want to die in another country like Jordan Peterson.
I want to chop
at the
up.
Hands of my daughter.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool. God, that... dude... If you go on a diet, you just need a calorie deficit. But his diet of just salt and beef is definitely good for him. And that's why he said he was more depressed on it. It's so cool. It's amazing. It both cured his depression and gave him so much. It exploded his brain. And they had to send him to a gulag in Russia to almost die of... He got COVID 2 or 3 times in that motherfucker. Too strong for his daughter to kill, mind you.
I was just going to say, you get COVID 3 times and you're not dead.
The prophet in exile.
Either he's
Jordan
very
Peterson.
Powerful, or COVID just not as bad as they said it was.
I know. Listen, Trump did fine.
He's got experimental drugs.
He's a strong boy. He's a strong growing boy.
No. He is a fucking ghost wrapped in gelatin
What was his message to seniors where he said something about like, and I'm a young guy unlike you. That's like an 80-year-old man.
Like
that was so cool.
I don't know. I'm a real young guy, you know? Not like these other people.
That was awesome. Yeah, it's the teacher in exile. Who his daughter tried to kill and take his platform, take his kingdom like he was King Lear, but he made it out.
She'd be unstoppable.
You didn't kill
if she
me,
over,
bitch.
If she took over for him. Like a woman gets on the internet and tells a bunch of incels to clean their room, she'd kill. They'd be like, this has something that Jordan Peterson was lacking. A mommy. My mommy.
It's so funny how much love he got. Number one. What it started from, where it's like,
I wouldn't call a kid the pronoun they asked. And then he doubled back like a pussy because he is one. And he went like, I would. I just said the law shouldn't make me do it.
You're like, oh, so you're a bitch.
Yeah.
So you're a bitch then. You're just bitching and whining because you're a pussy. And
it's
he's
always
like,
just like fake made up situations with these people. It's like, there is no law.
My favorite
be normal. What's wrong with you?
My favorite of any of these is your dad's made up story about telling a Walmart he'd go to a different Walmart.
Yeah. The sad thing is that like he probably would say that. Like he said stuff like that before, but again, it's just a thing where I'm just like, I don't think they'd give a shit if the mayor said that. Like why
yeah,
would like. Who does it matter to? Just leave. Just go somewhere else. Like, why is it... What are you proving? They're not going to change. And it's like, if you're looking for a thing you want, just go.
As brutal as Core was... I mean, it wasn't really that brutal, but... Yeah. It sucked still, but... I do kind of want to go back to... when every day there was a new conservative pretending they went to a store and kept their and kept on without a mask.
Yeah.
And go like, and I told them I'm not a sheep and they let me in. And you're like, you fucking pussy, you didn't even go outside today.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, it's like they had enough of those videos of like fucking like Walmart and like all the employees like just getting into fist fights with people. To they had enough of it where it's like, well, you know someone's doing this.
Yeah.
So it's believable that this guy is lying about it.
Oh yeah. It was also so cool when like employees fighting for their lives were just beating the shit out of people who were like, let me make you sick. Let me make you sick.
I never saw it anywhere in town, of course. All these things, these like videos you see always happen somewhere else because it's like.
Because it happened rarely enough.
Because it's like. Because it, again, it's a thing where it's like, of course the people who aren't wearing masks are wrong, but I'm also just like, I've never been in a retail job where anyone could offer me enough money to do those things.
Oh yeah, but
which you know, no one's offering them that money. They're doing it. Oh, yeah, no. They're doing it under the kindness of their own heart.
Oh yeah. Oh exactly.
Well, which I mean, yeah, no, punch
like
them
I said,
in the mouth.
Fighting for their life because they go, I don't want to kill my family because you want.
Yeah,
to get,
exactly.
Because you're upset you can't get a fucking bagel today.
Seriously.
We've talked about it before, conservatives, just the biggest pussies in the world. Cryingest babies in the world.
I mean, it's pretty tired, it's pretty overplayed, but, like, the whole thing about, like, liberals trying to turn, like, Triggered and Snowflake and Safe Space onto conservatives for whining.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, that's, like I said, it's very tired, but the idea is still there.
Yeah.
Like, it is true. Like,
that is true.
Those words and stuff came out of conservatives fucking bawling like little babies.
Yeah, like
because
always.
Because someone said, like, hey, stop, and they went like, nah, I want to keep doing this. Like, yeah. They grew up with having just being told they could do whatever they want at the candy store.
I want to go to Bob Evans. Yeah. I want to go to Bob Evans and get whatever they served there. And they told me I couldn't because when I came in, I was coated in shit today because I went to the doctor and he said, I have to get a vaccine. And I said, Oh, you want to say a vaccine? Well, I'll show you this. This will keep you 6 feet away from me. And I took a shit in my hand and I rubbed it all over my face and up in my mouth and under my nose. And then I put it down my pants. And he kicked me out of the office and he said, don't come back again. And I went to Bob Evans to get whatever they served there. Probably some kind of meat. And when I went there, they said I wouldn't be allowed in.
That's a fucking, like, that's a story these people tell you. And it's also a story that's going to occur in my version of Utopia.
It's also a story that's not going to feature in this podcast. I'm cutting all that out. No, but yeah, for real. It's like, they both throw tantrums anytime they don't get what they want, but also are super proud of the fact that their parents beat them for any transgression ever when they were children.
My mom,
parents sent me to the hospital anytime I said I wasn't going to eat my veggies.
My dad,
you're proud of
my
this?
My dad beat the shit out of me for not saying the N-word enough. So
I didn't
when
mean
you
my N-word
snowflakes
quota.
Come up to me and you say some of y'all be racist and shit, well, I have to say that doesn't showcase the values my dad taught me of giving my sister abortions when I impregnate her.
You don't understand. I don't support that, but we had to do it because the sheriff was catching on to us.
Listen, abortion is wrong, except in the case of me doing it. Then,
when I was going to make a strange creature.
Yeah, when I was going to make a creature. I took a 23andMe, and what it showed was incest and slave owners. And it didn't even say, like, how much European I was, how much English I was. It just said incest and slave owner.
Just a big red X showed up on the screen.
Big red X.
With a siren. And then the scientist strapped me into a chair and started doing tests on me. I had to figure out what was in there.
Jessica, we've got him. We've got the man. We're gonna send his saliva to every scientist in the world,
you know,
and they're gonna inject everyone with his DNA.
You know how
incest and slave owner DNA.
You know how they got the Siamese twins, where like the head of the brothers showed up out of the neck. Well, inside of every one of my cells, they found my brother's cells also fused to the side. They found them every single one inside of me.
I was thinking about in this. The Stephen Paddock, the whole mystery behind Stephen Paddock is solved in, like, the evil people did that, and then now they're also doing that over and over, and that's why he's like, Jessica, to even it out, you know how we had to do in the third, doing it in the third world as well as the first world? Well, this is kind of like that, in that because we did it at that Nevada hotel, we're sending a Stephen Paddock to an Indian casino.
Oh, no.
You know how the Seminole tribe, Seminole Nation, owns Hard Rock Cafe?
Oh, no.
We're sending a Stephen Paddock to Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh.
So cool that shit was never explained.
Yeah.
How many mysteries surrounding
I've talked about this a lot with a bunch of different people off mic, obviously, but Stephen Paddock thing is so fucked.
It really is. It's amazing.
Just, you, like, never, I don't know if I was ever aware of, like, a weird, obvious something else is going on that was so immediately realized something else was going on by, like, the news, and then just being like, oh, well, done with that. That was a joke. Sorry.
Well, I mean, the biggest case of that is the Iraq War.
Well, that's, like, a thing that we just talked about, and they're like, well, you have to think this is good. The Stephen Paddock thing is like, damn, it's crazy this happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm talking about that, like, the day of.
Anyways, his brother was just caught with child pornography, so you don't have to listen to him anymore.
You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to listen to any of the rest of them. You don't have to care about this guy.
Yeah, maybe the rate of fire doesn't match up with what was possible.
Well,
don't worry too much about
anyways, we're outlawing bump stocks. So you guys are cool with that, right? Anyways, so, cool. The Dow is up.
The Dow is up, though. Well, yeah. Again, I go, well, you know, it was 9/11. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, but they got the story of that one, and now you have to feel bad about it every year. Yeah,
and now
I'm
you
saying
have to feel...
no one will talk to you about the Paddock shooting.
That's true. That's true.
That's
no
the
one
deal.
Will talk.
That's all I'm saying. So so immediately being like, whoa, not everything's lining up here. Anyways, we're done. We only needed a day to cover this.
I think it's so awesome about 9/11. Like half of
dude, you think 9/11's awesome?
Dude, I do
hell?
Think it's kind of cool.
What the hell, dude? I do think it's kind of cool.
Listen, hey, I get it. Some of those people were maintenance and custodians. That doesn't mean the other people there.
I'd argue there's probably a good number of people that are just people in 9/11 that didn't have. But what I will say is this. You knew your place if you didn't get told not to be there that day.
I know. How that, fucked must that have felt?
Because there's probably, like, you know, just hundreds of people that were not involved in any kind of conspiracy. Mm-hmm. But the people who were there that day, when they saw that, when they felt that building shake, they're like, oh, you son of a bitch.
I know,
oh,
for real.
You fucking bastard.
Aw, damn it. That's why none of you guys came in.
I knew.
Fucked up, dude.
I thought it was weird I didn't see him at the gym this morning.
Holy shit. Y'all didn't tell me it was fucking picture day?
He's
y'all,
like,
y'all got that 2 weeks ago.
He's like going through
tell
his
me
emails.
It's picture day?
All six of them called in sick today. Oh, that's
y'all
interesting.
Y'all know Wednesday's the day I show up in my furry costume. Y'all didn't tell me it was going to be picture day today?
All eight of my friends who come here every day, including their days off and holidays, are not here today. I need to know what's going on. Oh, the phone line don't work no more? Okay, that's cool. All right, I see.
Hey, man, I just want to say, I saw that you didn't come in today, and I get this from David, but I thought we were good friends, man. You were at my wedding, dog. You were at my child's bris. What the hell is this?
Oh, you dropped my kid off today, too? It was bring your child to work day? Oh, that's fucked up, dude. Oh, that's fucked up that you let my kid
You said my business idea was a good idea. My business idea, Barnes & Mold. Where they snark your dick while they read you the Torah.
Oh, God.
It's a good pun, dude.
You were chomping at the bit for that one.
It's a good pun.
You're like,
Barnes
I'm
going to
get this in here somehow.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it all day.
Yeah, man. 9/11's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then they just went like, nah, it's not that crazy. You guys are weird for thinking that.
You're weird to think that.
That
anyway.
That was like one of the earliest, like, in, you know, in our living memory since, you know, we were born, you know, prior to 9/11. That's one of, like, the earliest sort of instances of, like, girl boss gaslight gatekeeping.
Yeah, dude.
They were like, no, you're crazy for thinking that. It's
you're pretty
cool
crazy.
That it happened, and no one's allowed to do it ever again.
Yeah, I don't know. Those dancing Israelis probably weren't even there. And while we have those pictures, and while they were picked up by the FBI to talk about that and everything, I just don't see a connection between them taking pictures excitedly of the Twin Towers coming down.
Listen, man, listen. Those guys are just really good pilots.
Hey, man.
Really good.
Those dancing guys taking photos and video of 9/11 who were dancing and clapping, I think they might have just not understood. They probably just thought it was a fireworks show.
Yeah, they didn't understand this doesn't happen.
This doesn't happen every day.
This isn't a thing.
This isn't like
this was
fireworks.
Their first day. They thought that they were like they showed up in time for something. Yeah, so into Utopia, and then they find out that the real Utopia was the friends we made along the way.
Shit, for real?
No, it's the fucking Thanos glove with all the fucking diseases in it. That was Utopia.
Damn, you'd be right.
Again, season one ends with Arby putting it on and proceeding to punch everyone in a crowded street in Times Square. He's just punching everyone he can get his hands on. Just.
I think our Arby should breathe even heavier. His jacket should be even farther up. His like shirt should show even more. His shirt should come all the way up to his chest, so it's just like his entire belly's out.
He's just wearing a crop top.
Well, he still has on a leather jacket, just way tinier, just way way smaller. Unbelievably tiny.
I almost want it to be that he's wearing like one of those leather jackets that's just real short and just stops like under your armpits basically.
He's wearing a Minotaur jacket. and then again, well, no, because I still want it to be pushed up by the jacket.
I do like that. He should just be wearing a cutoff crop top.
Like, well, seeing about the way he's breathing, maybe he should just be in an iron lung and just pushed around. Another guy pushes him around.
Well, he's got like a vein mask that he's breathing through.
Jessica.
He's gonna drag around an IV.
Well, yeah, dude.
They're like, how does that... Alright.
Yeah, dude, his dad gave him super AIDS. It was fucked up.
His dad made him the ultimate killing.
His dad made him the ultimate disease machine.
Yeah, and he's by proxy a killing machine.
And he's super sick.
And he's super good at killing.
His dad gave him bubonic type 2.
Yeah, that's how he can so easily, like get people to just go... They're like, well, this guy's not going to kill me. He's sick.
His dad gave him that bubonic chronic and some Tanqueray.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I think we just about did it in one.
Jessica. Quahog, Jessica.
Where's Jessica?
Hey, Jessica, hi.
Hey, Lois. Where's Lois. Jessica?
Hey, Lois. Chris. Brian. Meg.
My daughter, Meg.
Stewie. Jessica Hyde.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. It was a bit long-winded, but, you know, we like this show, and we like one version of it. We kind of dislike another version of it.
No, I love it, and I love it mostly because it came out exactly the one time. It came out the worst possible time imaginable.
Yeah,
if you make a show,
somebody was just like, "We're just gonna have to cut our losses on this one."
This would be so the coup in 2001. We're coming out with an album, and on that album, they had Boots Riley blowing up the Twin Towers on it. Then 9/11 happened. And they couldn't put out that album. They had to change the cover.
Oh, damn.
Awesome. This would be if instead they just went, nah, go ahead with it.
It is,
which I think Boots Riley might have even said at some point. We should have just done that.
Well, yeah. Awesome. I mean, it is funny because people always look back at that stuff just like, damn, how'd they know? It's like, no, that has happened before.
Yeah.
Like, they've tried to blow the Twin Towers up. This was like try number
they
three.
Did, yeah.
Yeah, they've done it. It's like.
And one of those times is super funny because they just kind of ran a truck into it. We're like, this is going to do it.
Well, yeah, because they're
like the first
they're
time
like,
they
yeah,
tried.
how do you knock down a card tower and get all the cards? You start at the bottom.
Yeah.
So they're like, if we just take out the bot, they didn't know how the
it was like the
works.
Guy who investigated that was the guy they put on security for on 9/11, yeah. Hey.
It's awesome.
Isn't that strange? Everyone else at Kroll Security, which by the way,
well,
Kroll.
Actually,
Nick Kroll's dad.
They liked that guy. He
it's
just
so
he
funny.
They he just missed an email.
Again, so funny. Nick Kroll is implicated in 9/11.
Hey man, don't talk about that.
Not allowed to talk.
We're not gonna get invited on Comedy Bang Bang.
Dude, that's gonna be why we're not invited on Comedy Bang Bang. Dude, I can't believe that's not gonna get. I mean, the funniest possible world would be someone interviewing Nick Kroll and it's busting into 9/11 questions.
That is probably the better grift, is to like get into a room with Nick Kroll and then just once you're vetted, just immediately like swapping your notes out for another set of notes in a suitcase. They're like you have your papers there and he's like, alright, I think we're about ready to start the interview, and you're like, yeah. Just open up another briefcase, pull out another set of notes. Alright, let's get started.
Well, that's the long con of our show.
When did your father know?
Our plan is to become big big famed podcasters, you know, the way that podcasters are.
Famous podcasters.
And then we get to have...
some are infamous.
And we're going to be infamous, dude. We're going to be infamous as Caller Daddy.
Yeah, if this podcast takes off,
I'm trying to be the Caller Daddy of the South.
We're going to have premium episodes where you can listen to Levi continue to make jokes about the American version of Lee in Utopia. And what he looks like. That's going to be a 35-minute episode you can pay for.
He looks like he's trying to start a teen nightclub in Macon, Georgia.
That one, all right. That one I can see. Some of those I was like, I don't quite follow, but I'm going to let me by this time. That one I'm like, damn, that was pretty good. The Trump one also was upsettingly accurate. I didn't care for that one. Oh, well. Yeah, no.
It looks like he sells dollar houses in Detroit.
He just looks like fucked up Hugh Laurie. That's all it is. Well, this has been TV for White People. My name is Eric.
And I'm Levi.
Thank you for joining us once again. We'll see you next time.
Eric. Levi.
He looks like instead of being one of the dads in Mamma Mia, he's trying to be a son. The three dads are there and he's like, I'm probably your son, right? And they're like, no, what?